Notes Music is a registered charity that uses artistic expression to inspire, give hope, and connect those touched by mental illness. They produce concerts and events and offer online and in-person programs using the power of the arts to help those affected move forward on higher notes. Joining us today to speak more about the programs at High Notes is artistic and executive director Ingrid Tahiri. Good morning, Ingrid, and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning, Odie, and thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So let's talk about the wonderful programs you offer. When did it all start at High Notes, and where are you today?
Well, we are almost 10 years old as an idea.
Great.
We started by just doing events that was doing exactly what you just mentioned, raising the image of mental illness and give hope to those who have been affected. So from there, a couple of years ago, we started dreaming about doing other things. COVID stopped us from doing events, so we had to do other things to connect people. We did a choir, and we did a movie club, a book club. We still do that. But last fall, we got a small grant of $10,000.
Anything counts, right?
Everything counts. You can do a lot with a little, if you have big dreams. So we started our free music lessons for people who have been affected by mental illness.
Oh, you know, it's a sad thing to say that there is still a taboo surrounding mental illness in our times, even though times have changed. But wouldn't you agree that there still is a taboo about this very issue?
Absolutely. That's right? Why we do what we're doing.
Yeah.
But music is so powerful in bringing attention to those issues. So
yes.
This is why we're doing it.
And, you know, people often like, it doesn't affect me. Everybody in the world is affected by mental discomfort at some point in their lives, right? So can you tell us just a little bit more about, I was looking at your program and there's so much to glean from, who are your candidates?
The candidates are fairly widespread. Ideal candidate would be youth, probably between the ages of 12 and 29, who are going through some difficult times or maybe have been doing that in the past and are moving forward. It could also be family members who've been affected by this, because when somebody is afflicted, it does affect the whole family. So we want to give them respite. We want to give them something to focus on that is non-illness related, and for them to benefit of all the beautiful things producing music and making music does do. So I'm not a scientist, but I know that there are scientific benefits, and
absolutely,
we all know those.
So if you get a young person whose entire family is affected by the ripple effects of mental illness, have you had a case where some family members also say, I would like to take some lessons as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We've had for example, a son taking piano lesson and a mother taking guitar lessons.
That is absolutely. Where do these classes take place?
Well, we started
in person.
We started in where we are, our roots are, which is York Region, Fornhill and Richmond Hill.
Okay.
But now we have expanded ever so slightly. Some people are doing online lessons, so that can pretty much be done from anywhere. But we have also a couple of people taking lessons in Ottawa and in Toronto. Areas such as that. So when we get to request in, we do our best to find an appropriate teacher.
Now, okay, so it's been since 2000, for 10 years you've been in operation.
As an idea.
As a
non-profit for
about 2020.
So. Yeah.
How, I mean, I am sure that COVID, you can probably attest to that,
yes,
probably magnified any of the mental challenges that were already in existence in our society. How are they manifesting in right now that we're coming sort of out of it?
Well, I'm not an expert on statistics when it comes to that, but of course, I think it's actually helped the mental health crisis ever so slightly, because people are more aware of it and they recognize the effects of COVID and isolation, and being lonely, and, you know, not having social connections and so on. So if anything good, that would be that it is now recognized that we need to do things to alleviate what's going on in our souls. And what better than music and so, focusing on something positive, making that.
Tell us about the instruments again. What are the, who can take what classes, and who are your teachers?
Our teachers are wonderful people who have a connection to our cause one way or another and understand what's happening to their students. They also undergo mental health first aid training.
That's very important.
They're highly qualified, which could be various levels, but we do screen them. Basically, some of them are Royal Conservatory certified, some are members are ORMTA, some are, have made a mark for themselves in another way.
Is it all classical music or are there...
Oh, no, 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 when you apply...
Fluidity.
Yeah, it could be any type of music. So the applications ask the students to indicate what they're most interested in, and then we will match them up with somebody who is more inclined to teach that type of music and to suit them.
Now, on my desk here is something, also when I went through your website, there is this book that people can order, and it's called We All Have a Story. Just tell us a little bit about it. It looks so interesting, I can't wait to get started myself.
Sure. Basically, we all do have a mental health story, so that's our hashtag if you want to follow us on social media. But it is also about composers who had mental health issues.
I'm just going to hold it up right now so that those who are watching us on live stream can actually see it. It's a very smart little book. So yes, please continue.
Yeah, we were approached by the publishers of Bach, Beethoven and the Boys. David W. Barber is the author of those, and they had a 35th anniversary about a year ago, and they were looking for a charity that may benefit from their rebranding. So we are very lucky that that's us. So anybody who would like to buy that book can buy it from a website, and it also supports our program. I believe it's from Amazon and it goes for less than $20.
And what's so interesting too is that, of course, it probably would help prospective students to realize that some of the music they're playing by some of the greatest composers were written by people who themselves had challenges. You mentioned Beethoven before. I think of the vocal songbooks of Schumann in particular, Schumann and Schubert, they struggled with depression and anxiety. So
yes.
Everybody does have a story, right?
Yeah. No, it wasn't written, this book, just to mention what mental health issues they had. It was really pointing out details about the composers that we may not have known. So like Beethoven counted his beans to make coffee in the morning. Was he obsessive compository or was he, you know, just very particular? You don't know, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
So I remember reading the book and laughing out loud many times myself. So
and laughing is an important part too.
It is, yes.
One of the things I also saw, of course, you have individual classes. There is ensemble, which means people will be in groups. Is that a vocal ensemble or could it be instrumental ensembles too?
It's a dream in the making. So what we are going to be doing in the fall, we're going to have a music wellness group class to start so that you don't have to have any previous experience in, but we hope in the future be putting all these students together in a band as well.
Yes. Oh my God. I think this, it's just such a wonderful, noble effort, and people should not be shy to check it out because it really can affect everybody. So once again, we are speaking here with Ingrid Tahiri, who is the executive director and artistic director, to tell us about the various programs at High Notes. And you can find out more about it if you go to High Notes Music, which will then redirect you to highnotesavanti.ca. Any concerts coming up?
We do, yeah. The next one is November 25th at Heliconian Hall. And then our 10-year anniversary celebration will be on May 6th, 2024 at the Richmond Hill Center for Performing Arts. Lots of amazing artists will participate. We made some friends during the years, and they will be there.
Well, that is just, we should all applaud this. It is such a necessary thing, and I want to thank you for coming to our studio and speaking on air about this still delicate subject.
Thank you so much.
Ingrid Tahiri, please everybody go to highnotesmusic.ca.